I'm working on circular prints now. I've been working with a simple box. I have a 47 millimeter lens, which is a very extreme wide angle for a 4x5. It's equivalent to maybe I would say maybe about a 16 or a 17 millimeter on a 35 millimeter. You know, it's fairly wide. But what I'm doing is I'm just using the center part of the negative. I had done some work with the 8x10 by circular prints. With the last, I'd say the last 4 or 5 months, I've been switched to the 4x5, and I've come up with a whole series of photographs on the. I haven't printed them yet, and I'm at the present time. That's what I'm doing. I'm seeing things a lot different. I'm working up very close on a tripod, shooting everything at a second, a half second at f32, getting extreme depth of field. And I am taking things like the Saturday I saw when they were through shoveling the coal out of the coal cart onto a pile down here to number 9. Someone had left the shovel right in the middle of the coal pile. And I thought that was great. Things like that. I'm taking ordinary things and trying to make a photograph of them. Nothing spectacular. I'm not looking for any large event. I'm just taking ordinary things. Shovels, roots of trees, stumps in the water, driftwood in the water, things like that. And I'll see how they print up.
Now what do you do if you're using a 4x5 negative holder?
Yes.
And negative, what do you do to block it so the light only hits the negative in a circular portion of that?
All lenses give you a circular image. It's the camera manufacturer makes them an oblong. They cut off a certain amount of the image. All images are round, and what manufacturers do is they make it a square image. They give you a square format, or they give you an oblong image, so that way you're missing more from the top and bottom than you are from the sides. But I am using the entire image by using it all. Nothing's cut off, so I'm using the entire image, and almost all the image. I mean, there's certain amounts that I'm missing, but it's a round image, and I think just that alone gives you kind of like a peephole effect. It's something that maybe would attract your attention a little better than if I used a 47 millimeter or something like that that covered the entire 4x5 format, and I would have, you know, this is a circular image. I also am going to start printing my pinhole photography, which I have been doing the last year, which is a very unique way of taking photographs. I have collected about 50 negatives now, which I start a print when I can, and I'd like to mount them eventually and have an exhibit of those.
And this is through a pinhole camera that you've made.
Yes, I'd say maybe I have about 6 or 7 different pinhole cameras, various formats that I use. Yeah, you know. Some are I use a paper negative run up to maybe almost 13 inches wide, you know, by maybe 10 by 13 or something like that. Then I'll contact that onto a piece of paper. I'll go right through the back of the negative onto a piece of paper, and when you're in photography for a long period of time, you try to get away from what you've done. You don't want to duplicate what you've done in the past. I have much better cameras now than I ever had. I mean, I have cameras now that I never dreamed I would have. You know, I have Nikons with automatics. I have a Pentax that 645 Pentax that I would 20 years I would have given my eye teeth for. You know. But basically, they will give you the same type of picture that I was doing 20 years ago. It's just your imagination that changes things. And sometimes the instrument you use, like it's with a pinhole or this camera that I made or something, that will change the way you see things. There's subjects now that I take with this circular image, that I'm using a circular image, that don't work for every subject. There's only certain subjects, and then you have to look for this subject to photograph it. I might go out for 2 or 3 hours and can come back with maybe about 2 or 3 pictures only, you know, and they're all different. I never duplicate. I take one of each, and that's it.
You think about a street scene.
Yes.
And it's extremely rectangular.
Yes.
The way we visualize.
Yes.
And the way a city block is constructed.
Every right.
That might, for instance, not fit so well into a circular format.
No, it wouldn't.
You would sort of lose.
Absolutely.
Some of the defining characteristics of that image. Mm-hmm. Whereas.
You do look at things. You look down a street and you look at a long street. It's very, very horizontal. You have that wrong horizontal looking. You look at a building, say a skyscraper, and it's very vertical, you see. You can't put that into a circular image, no. But a thing like, let's see, what did I just photograph? I was up at the GR Cemetery up in Summit Hill. And there were some flags that had blown off the grave, and they were just laying on the grass, and it was wet, and they were crumbled, and it seemed awfully ironic that these flags they were at one time, at say May the 30th or something, they were flying over someone's stone or someone's grave, and now in the fall, with the rain and all that, they're just laying in the grass, you know, discarded more or less. And I walked around and I saw numerous flags in the grass, discarded and all that, and I thought these would make kind of it's a statement, you know, that maybe we're discarding certain things that we shouldn't be. And this worked out great. I was able to work maybe two and a half feet from the flags, real close to the ground, and shoot these flags. But in the meantime, I have such extreme depth of field, I was able to, if something was in a background, say 30 feet, I was able to get that completely sharp also, you know, and it kind of worked. It kind of worked for certain subjects, you're right. Mm-hmm. Certain things are square, boxes are square, you know, and so you make a square format. Persons, a vertical person, he's walking, you know, he's up and down, you know, so it's that you do the, yeah. There's certain subjects you only take with the pinhole too, you know. I mean, you don't take anything into the sun, because the sun goes into the pinhole and just fogs everything. So you either got to take things on a cloudy day or with the sun at your back, or because you learn after a while what to take and what to use. That particular type of camera for a certain subject is what it's all about. It's always been that way, really.
So you end up seeing things differently, disciplining your work differently, taking advantages of, yeah, you know, there's no one picture that's a better picture than another. They sort of serve different purposes and they do different things.
Yes.
And you can capture them in different ways.
And like I said, after a while, you want to go into different areas of photography, exploit different areas where maybe you're better expressing yourself, or maybe you're getting older and you're starting to look at life a little differently, and you're starting to look beyond or something like that. Maybe you're trying to get a little more feelings of other beings and things like that, you know. So and to have an image that is sharp and clear sometimes doesn't work. Sometimes maybe a good soft image, or an image that you can get with a pinhole, which is your depth of field is great, but nothing is really sharp, you know. Not sometimes you could put something from 2 inches away, and then if your camera extends far enough, you know, the image extends far enough down the block, you'll still be have the same degree of sharpness all over the whole image, but it's not needle sharp, not like a good lens would give you.